if you're feeling under the weather, know that it's okay. I've been there recently. And today, I'd like to share with you the 5 ways you can actually be better when you're not feeling 100% your best. Sounds interesting? Then join us now. But before we begin, I'd like to thank my podcast management group, Kangaroo Fern Media Lab, and my producer, Jamie, for giving me this wonderful opportunity to share with the rest of the world this inspiring message of hope. Are you ready? Let's start the show.
A feel-good podcast filled with beautiful thought-provoking reflections.
What is it in your life that you want to become? Who do you want to be?
And inspiring soulful stories to help you become your authentic, unapologetic, grandest version of yourself. Your own hashtag best me ever.
You begin to ask yourself why. You find yourself lonely, depressed, feeling unworthy, unloved, doubting yourself, and asking this question. Why me? Why did it have to happen to me?
Hosted by Global Master Coach and International Best-Selling Author, Mike Celis.
Hey guys, so today, I just realized one of the biggest misconceptions other people have on me, and that is that I'm always 100% my best each and every single day. The funny thing about it is that, much like everyone else, I am not really immune to stress or to any other factors that would lead to anxiety or worrying or feeling under the weather. Truth be told, I'm much like everyone else. And what I realized today was that I had to allow myself to feel just that. You see, during the last few days, I've been struggling to be my usual 100% best self, simply because I'm quite overwhelmed with a number of things on my plate. You see, recently I just launched my newest book. I had several media engagements. I had to attend to several clients and do a number of corporate talks in between. And all these things are over and above the other stuff that I had to attend to, like renovating my new place, putting up my old one for rent or sale, doing stuff for my family. I have to admit, it has gotten the most of me, because in the process of wanting to attend to all my commitments, in the process of wanting to deliver what is due and what is expected of me, I let myself to fall in that space wherein I feel that I'm no longer my best, that I was doing everything based on obligation, not from inspiration, simply because I was tired. I know, I should have rested. However, I think during that time, I just did what was best for me, and no regrets. However, during the last few days, I am admittedly still in that space wherein I try to assess, am I giving my 100% best? Am I back to my usual self? And the answer is a resounding no. And guess what, guys? It's okay. I appreciate my honesty and vulnerability simply because I get to deal with the real issue on hand more clearly. And I know that in this present journey of mine, wherein I feel that I am not my 100% best, a lot of you can relate to it. Some of the signs I've seen that made me realize this was the number one. I used to be very patient when it comes to things not going my way, but I found out recently that I get triggered a lot by delays and, you know, things not going as planned. I also find myself, you know, waking up in the morning feeling restless, thinking about the deadlines and other deliverables that I have. And lastly, number 3, I find myself saying no to a lot of invitation simply because I felt I would be shortchanging the people who would be there if I wasn't 100% my best. And so today, I did a hard stop. And it was long overdue, I must say. And I did some reflecting and realized that, hey, wherever I am now, it's exactly where I'm meant to be. Because if I hadn't experienced all of these, I wouldn't have realized that I needed to stop at this moment. And what helped me though is the five things that can help you be better when you're not feeling your best. Allow me to share with you. Number one is all about accepting your space. During the past few days, I've been consciously and consistently denying the fact that I wasn't really my best. I kept on convincing myself that no, it's just a phase. No, I'll get over it soon. But hey, I did not. And the first thing really that helped me move on from that space was to accept it, to not let my ego get in the way and instead become vulnerable and humble and honest enough to admit that it's okay not to be okay during certain periods in time. And when I did it, I immediately moved safely away from square one. And that is such a beautiful beginning for me.
Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss an episode by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now back to the show.
The next thing you can do to help you become better when you're not feeling your best is analyze where your feelings are coming from. That was one introspection that I had to do. And I had to dig deeply to realize that I've been really overworking myself to the point that I realized that I let my life revolve around everything else except on the things that I really wanted and the things that I valued the most, which incidentally are self-love and self-care. I got so excited attending to all these wonderful opportunities to help and serve others that I forgot in the process that it was essential to love and care for myself first. And figuring that out made everything easier for me to continue on back to my journey towards becoming my best in the process. Number three, once you've identified the source of that feeling of yours on why you're not feeling your 100% best, what you can do now is focus on what is under your control and what can you do about it. Again, it's all about starting from where you are and creating meaning milestones along the way. Don't worry too much about what others have to say or their expectations or your expectations. You just have to take it one step at a time and do something, big or small, that would bring you closer to becoming better. It's all about taking in consideration your needs and wants, both of which you might have forgotten along the way because you were giving too much to others. Number four on my list, and the exact thing I did, was after figuring out what I can do here and now, I immediately moved on to decluttering everything in my life. And that means thinking about what can I let go of or what must I let go of in order for me to offload, in order for me to unburden myself and allow myself to flourish in the process. Letting go is such a beautiful thing to do because, you know, at the end of the day, what was weighing me down was the expectations others had of me and my own expectations that I totally forgot that it was all about traveling light and living the light and love that I possess every single day without giving in to the pressures brought about by my work or the society or even the ones I had on myself. It was all about just setting myself free and letting myself be. That is the beauty of the journey towards becoming one's best. When you are able to rise above everything else that was holding you down. So it's very critical to let go of all the things that are not working for you. May it be the expectations of others, your own, the pressures that you impose on yourself. Whatever it may be that's not working for you, know that it's okay simply because it's your space and you have your own rules. And lastly, if you want to become better, you have to be really honest as well by asking yourself this question: what can make me happier now? What do I need in my space? What can bring about that joy in my life right now? What do I really want to do? What do I want to have? What do I want to achieve? What needs to change? By recognizing your own happiness, you get to inspire yourself more in the process, thus allowing you to move on and forward from that space that you initially felt stuck in. Because now you're guided by what really makes your heart happy, complete, and fulfilled. Yes, finally, you're on your way to becoming your own hashtag best me ever once more. So at this point in time, I want you to close your eyes and reflect. What's your current space? Are you at your best right now? Are you still living life and enjoying it fully 100%? Or are you simply coping? Are you struggling? Know that whatever space you're in right now, it's okay. This is your sign to just stop, reflect, and recalibrate. Simply because you can always do better. And this is your day one. Thank you so much for listening, guys. If you love this episode, don't forget to like and share my podcast and subscribe thereafter. Again, if you want to know more about my upcoming programs and shows, kindly follow me on my social media accounts or visit www.coach-mikecellis.com. You can also get a copy of my latest book, hashtag best me ever, my life advice from Amazon, which has recently achieved international best-selling status. Thank God for your help, guys. Your love and support made all of these happen. And right now, at this point in time, know that wherever you are, it's okay, simply because you're on your way to become your own hashtag best me ever. My name is Coach Mike Celis. Until then, bye.
This podcast is brought to you by Guerrilla Podcast Syndicate, powered by Kangaroo Fern Media Lab. Kangaroo Fern is Australia's independent video and podcast management agency with the mission to help individuals and entrepreneurs to start their own podcast and harness the power of podcasting. Book now via www.kangaroofern.com.